This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Lawmakers got good and not so good news from state economists. They project a weakening economy, but say the state's budget picture has slightly improved. CPR's Ben to Berkland.
Colorado is still facing a roughly $1 billion budget shortfall. Greg Sobetsky is a nonpartisan legislative economist. He told the legislature's Joint Budget Committee there's a lot of uncertainty at the federal level, and he said there's a chance the state could be in a much better position than what economists show, or much worse.
You should know that there are real consequences that aren't even anticipated here based on the risks that we're showing.
Colorado's economy is expected to grow, and some of the pressures on the state's budget could slightly ease. Lawmakers are required to pass a balanced budget, and cuts still loom. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Lawyers have filed an emergency petition to prevent a popular immigrants' rights activist from being deported by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE agents detained Jeanette Vizguerra Monday morning, advocate and close friend Annie Carter.
It's a signal trying to scare the community. There's no doubt that she was singled out. She's been very vocal and has called out Donald Trump many times. It's no surprise at all.
That's Arnie Carter. Vizguerra's family says her detention violates the Due Process Clause of the U.S. Constitution. She was granted a stay of removal in 2013, allowing her to stay in the country. Thank you for listening to and supporting CPR News.